Bianca's first review of the 2011 Man Booker Prize longlist. This is take 10, so mistakes or not, it's going up. The book is called Snowdrops. It's by A.D. Miller. The publisher is Atlantic Books, so that's first-time novelist and independent publisher. Very exciting. It's about 273 pages long. I think it took me just short of 7 hours to read it, so it's good length. The premise of the book is that the main protagonist is writing to his current fiancée and hopefully future wife and telling her about the last of his 4 years in Russia as a lawyer. It's first person narrative, so all reported kind of from his perspective of what happened during that time. And the story covers his love affair with Masha, a Russian woman, and his kind of final business deal as a lawyer, and essentially about all those disappointments he was kind of storing up and essentially running away from. He's a 38-year-old man who isn't in a serious relationship and has kind of fallen in love not just with Masha but with Russia. Character-wise, there are some interesting characters in there, but they never really appear fully formed, and of course part of that is because you only get his perspective on them, which is very superficial and very shallow. There are some really beautiful descriptions physically of some of the characters that kind of leave you wanting more, but the novel doesn't quite deliver on those different characters. The kind of tone of the book is slightly annoying. He's fairly self-deprecatory, but he's also an idiot, and his kind of consuming self-pity is just a bit grating, and his kind of fairly regular reference back to his fiance really irritated me. But there are points of interest in the book, I think. It's the idea of the point at which we become immoral, or that kind of sliding scale between morality, amorality, and immorality. It is really interesting, and I think it's something that the book kind of tackles in a fairly light touch way, but yeah, in an interesting way. And the way that Russia is described, Moscow in particular, is really wonderful. It's very, in a way, Moscow is the only character that is fully formed and rounded and compelling. So I think out of five, I'd give this book a three. It is interesting, it's a quick read, but kind of, I don't know, slightly too self-conscious for me to really get lost in, I think. Great, next time then.